This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
In his inaugural address yesterday, President Obama used the word hope 3 times, which is, as it turns out, the same number of times he used it 4 years ago when his campaign had largely been defined by that word. For the past couple of days, we've been asking writers how hope might be different now. Here's Pulitzer Prize winner Jeffrey Eugenides.
Can I say something bad about hope? I know we're all supposed to be for it, but hope isn't always such a good thing. There's this guy I know named Ted who's on Match.com. Ted's 54. On the site, he's 41. He's looking for a woman with a nice personality between 22 and 30. Ted's between jobs. He's living with his brother-in-law in the basement in Tempe, Arizona. Ted's likes are pistol fishing, barbecue, and Levon Helm's middle period. Who would deny Ted's right to find love? Only what happens is when, semi-miraculously, this woman named Arlene responds to Ted's ad and they go out for barbecue. It further happens that Arlene is actually way into Levon Helm, so that they both end up, a month later, in bed, softly singing the lyrics of Watermelon Time in Georgia to each other. It turns out that Ted continues to go on Match.com in the interim to see if there's anyone else out there, anyone better. Ted's got hope. In this economy, hope's like anything else. When it comes to love, a savvy consumer can always get an upgrade. But hope isn't an escape clause. It isn't a getaway car. Hope's more like telling the girl you want to marry how great a husband you'll be, and then going and being that person. You can shout and sloganeer about hope all you want, but it won't matter. Hope isn't wishful thinking. It's full of requirements.
The most recent book from Jeffrey Eugenides is called The Marriage Plot. You can check out our entire inauguration author series at our website. It's marketplace.org.